Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Still body rolling.
Bring it back.
You've just been body rolling
without stopping. It's great for your abs. I'm also doing a fitness segment now on BFM.
just body rolling. It's Jazzercise with Sam.
I would die.
You'd actually be very good at that. How are you, Sam?
I'm great. I've missed you guys. I'm back in the studio. It's all good stuff.
Back and better than ever. And talking about
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Now, what on earth is this?
So this is a show that is absolutely bonkers and I'm obsessed. And
so this
I'm
is positive.
Talk about it. Yes, okay. I think so. Maybe.
Cool.
We'll see how this goes. So it's the show that's available on TVNZ on demand. It released its first episode in the beginning of January, and now it started releasing all of them throughout time. So second episode just came out, and it's about a woman played by Jane Levy, who she is having an MRI and listening to Spotify playlist, and there's an earthquake, and then she gains the ability to hear people's innermost thoughts.
Ooh.
Through elaborate song and dance numbers.
Sounds amazing.
Right.
It's absolutely insane.
I want to know how the concept of this show was discovered.
Who came up with this idea?
What were they doing?
Yeah. So, like, you first discover this through she's walking down the street and she hears people singing along to Help, that Beatles song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she hears one woman singing it and then another person. And then the whole street of like 100 people are dancing and singing around her to this song. And it's honestly the gayest, most fun thing I've ever seen. Like, I was just like, this is a beautiful, amazing thing. And then, so she also, her best friend is called Mo, who's played by Alex Newell, who you know from Glee.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So of course.
Here we are.
Alex Newell played Unique, a transgender person on the show. And now they're gender fluid on this show, which is great. Love some gay representation. And also Skylar Astin from Pitch Perfect is in the show as well. So it's just people from the shows that have random singing in them.
I thought it might have been a New Zealand show because you said it was on demand.
No, it's an American show. It just happens to crank out on our station.
So some big names there.
I like that there's a very specific market for certain actors where they're like, we just make these TV shows / movies to keep you in a job, basically.
Yeah, it's like because they were really good at show choir, they're like, we've given you your platform.
Here it is.
So the show itself is bonkers, insane, so camp, but it's so fun. And like the issue I have is the main actress, Jane Levy, she kind of plays this awkward, quirky girl who's struggling with confidence. And I'm like, oh, and her arc for the season's going to be, oh, she finds a way to be confident through this thing.
Oh, you can't hate on that, though.
Oh, but it's like stock standard. We get this.
Yeah, but that's because that's what everyone goes through, right? You know, learning to be comfortable with yourself.
She's 25. Like, she's just had her
it's
time.
It's a hard year.
I would like to see a main character who's a female who's actually just like comes into it confident.
Yeah, that'd
like,
be fun.
Yeah, you know,
that'd be great
because they exist.
Well, and leads, but then you have no arc.
But you can have arcs. You can have more complex arcs. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. We want more complex. More complex
female
character development from our musical comedies.
I think you guys are being too picky. There's a reason it's good. There's a reason it's in every show.
Yeah, true. And she's a ginger. You know, I don't like gingers. So That's a joke. It's a callback. And the show, it's really good because it does do this really nice thing with somber, sad songs. So she like walks in on her coworker singing Mad World by R.E.M., which is
crazy,
it's a sad
song.
And it like goes through like what he's feeling and why he's feeling that way. And she discovers that her coworker, who's super nice to her, actually wants to steal her job. And he sings All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled at her.
Sorry, this sounds completely wild.
I know. And then her best friend, who's kind of in love with her, he sings Sucker by Nick Jonas. It's just insane.
Okay.
But the show has all these fun, like very light moments, but then also it does delve into the sad stuff. So her dad is fully paralyzed in the show. And the only way she can speak to him or understand what he needs to say is when she imagines these song and dance numbers, because that's when she can read his thoughts.
It's kind of a lovely...
Lovely way of
yeah, maybe approaching that subject.
Yeah, and giving it, like, giving her some actual sad depth to do. So, like, she can learn stuff about him that she can't learn otherwise. So she, like, figures out that he wants to go sailing, and it's, like, a very beautiful moment. And the show does dip into these nice sad
in between the Joe Jonas
and the DJ Khaled.
I think I'm struggling to wrap my head around the idea of like
you have to watch
thoughts,
it to
understand thoughts how being it songs. So I'm like, is there a song for every single thought? I guess there is.
Probably.
Yeah. So like if someone's like
if not,
wants to hook up with you, and you're like this thing in the song about sex, you know, like it just kind of like does that, and like it is obviously bonkers and off the wall. But I really enjoyed it, and it was exactly what I needed on a Sunday when I was hungover. So okay.
I can see
exactly the time and the place that I would want to watch this show.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say it's going to break any records. I'm not going to say it's like the best
show. Game changing.
Yeah. None of that. But I loved Glee. I loved Pitch Perfect. I love songs where people just burst into the song. Like, I love that kind of stuff.
Sometimes you do
just need something that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, and you're going to know every song this show is going to put out, because there's no way they're going to choose, like...
Yeah.
No one's going to try sing along to Beethoven's Fifth or something. You know? Like, something
I think happened. I need to watch this to understand. I'm still struggling to wrap my head around it.
Maybe we should do that after the show, Tess. Yeah. We'll just sit down and watch it, and we'll count it as research.
You could live stream it.
Hour-long episodes?
So 45 minutes. Yeah.
That's quite a long time for a show that's basic premises. I guess they have to fit in all the songs.
Yeah.
Do you get like the full 3:30 of a track? Or
2 minutes or so.
2 minutes or so. People's attention spans
aren't
that long.
All I Do Is Win a bit too long. But she does make she then comments on that. She's like, okay, a dance break, like sick. I don't need that.
Yeah, you know? No more dance breaks in this particular.
And I don't know how the show's going to go. It could honestly tank after the first 2 episodes. Yeah. I have no idea.
So you've watched 2 episodes?
Got two out or you've only seen two?
Only two out.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I love this so much. I need to talk about it.
Is it going
to
be one of those things though? So they're releasing them every week. I feel like a show like that, where it's released every week, it really has to be good for you to stay.
Keep coming back.
Yeah, keep coming back each time.
Because you could binge this really easily and be like, oh, that was fun, I'm going to binge it all. Because fun shows you can binge.
Are you still going to be thinking about it in a week when it comes, the next episode comes out, you know?
It depends what I do this weekend. Do I drag two brain cells to rub together? I don't know anymore.
So if people want to watch this, what's it called and where can they see it?
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist on TVNZ On Demand, coming out every week, I think on Fridays or Saturdays.
Sounds like madness, but in the best way.
Exactly, it's a mad world.
A mad world.
Thanks, guys.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Thank you very much.